In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the power to ask. This is not always something easy for us. That's why we're going to be discussing it. We're going to be discussing why it sometimes is hard for us, how we can start doing it, and how it really can bless us when we get ourselves to this place of being able to ask for the things that we need. You will be blessed by listening to this, so I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have the desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we are talking to women all over the world about those three things and how we can be our best selves, why we are on this side of heaven, how we can grow, how we can expand, how we can be blessings to others, how we can serve, how we can be our best selves, like on the inside. So I am so glad to be doing this podcast with you. I am so glad for those of you who are listening to me, the new folks, whether this is your first time listening, whether you've been rocking with me since day one. You guys are A1, all of you guys. Thank you for those who are doing donations. It's always listed there in the description of the podcast. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We are talking about this. We're having a conversation today about the power to ask and how important it is and how life-changing it can be. If we really get down to it, we can think about, you know, what the Bible says, asking you shall receive, you know, seeking you shall find, knocking the doors will be open. But it starts with asking. It starts with that particular passage of scripture starts with asking. And if the Bible is telling us that we should ask so that we can receive, why is it challenging for many of us to ask? I think it has to do with fear, for starters, rejection, embarrassment, we don't want people in our business. I think it has to do with we have asked before and didn't receive. We may have asked before and people may have weaponized our asking, right? Used it against us in some way. It may make us feel vulnerable. I'm throwing out all the things that I think are the reasons why it can be challenging to ask, right? We keep getting no, and no, in a lot of respects, will continue to chip at you because we haven't put on the right armor, if you will, to be able to get in a place of asking often and receiving no's. You know, that just chips away at you. And what I'm really saying is, I think that there are a ton of reasons why we don't ask. But again, if we're listening to what the Bible is saying, it's saying that we have to ask. Now, watch this. I also think that it's important, if we're thinking about asking, to make sure that what we're asking is in line with what God would want us to have. That might set somebody free right there. Like, oftentimes we are asking, and what we're asking for, it's really contrary to, you know, something that God wants us to have or a direction that we might want to go. So here's an example. Let's say that I've asked God to bless me with a particular job. And then later on, I'm asking him to allow me, to get some money to go on a trip. Well, that asking for the trip might be contrary to what is in line for me getting the job, because I might have to travel for my job. I might have to put a lot of money out for my job at the beginning. I don't know. I'm just making this up. But what I'm saying is, sometimes we're asking God to bless us in one area, and then we're asking for something else that is kind of contrary to what we asked for before, or it's not in line with what God wants us to have, or it's outside of his timing, right? It can be any and all of those things, right? Because at the end of the day, we should be doing things that are in line with where God wants us to go. And if we're saying to God, in some respects, you know, close the doors, but we are asking as it relates to that door where that God is closed, then he's not going to bless us unless it's in his permissive will. It might not be in his divine will, but it might be in his permissive will, because we've been asking for it over and over and over and over and over. And God might be like, okay, well, I'm gonna let you have what you've been asking for, even though I know you don't want it, you won't need it. Right. So I think that there has to be an evolution, if you will, of what we're asking for. Is it a selfish thing that we're asking for? And I'm not talking about selfish in the sense of wanting it to be, you know, doing something for me, because I think that God wants us to be blessed. But I'll say it like this, like the lottery. Everybody wants the lottery money, right? Everybody, you know, people, I know there's a gazillion people that play the lottery that actually are asking for a blessing to hit it, right? But everybody can't hit it. I mean, just the numbers are not there for it. And so I think that I'm saying all this as a start to say, I know that there are a lot of things that are around this notion of asking, but I think that there's still a power in it, right? There's a power in it. There is a power to connect with other people. There's a power of growth when you ask, not just growth within you to be able to put yourself in a position to ask, but the growth of a connection with the person that you're asking or the group of people that you're asking, right? Or it's going to give you new information. Sometimes we have to ask to gather information, right? You have to ask people that you may have thought may have been rocking with you, and something may come up, and they you know, something that you believe they may be able to share and they don't want to share, and it just gives you information, right? That doesn't make it good, bad, right, or wrong. It's about information, because then it's about discernment, right? Because I think that sometimes we lack that in the ask. It's about the discernment of who to ask what to in the first place. If there are some people that we continue to, I just feel like God is speaking right now. There are some people that we continue to ask or continue to need something from that they don't have the capacity to give it, the desire to give it, or the care, right? And by the nature of us continuing to do it, it chips away at us wanting to ask other people, because we've been asking the wrong people for far too long. That might set somebody free right there. And so we have to begin to be able to have a discernment. Yes, that person should probably want to do it. Yes, that you've done for that person, and it should be this reciprocal thing. Yes, you thought that that person would be there for you when you got to this place of need, but they really weren't. Maybe it was the wrong season. Maybe they just changed their mind. Whatever the reason, we have to be savvy enough and smart enough to understand that sometimes the ask and the disappointment in the ask has to do with the who in the first place, right? And we have to be able to understand that. But again, it can give you clarity. It can build relationships, because it's helping you to operate in some level of vulnerability and authenticity, right? In order to get places that we really want to get to in life, and I believe in places that God would have us to go to, there's going to have to be some level of vulnerability and some level of authenticity. I believe that, right? And it's not just the asking again of people we admire or mentors, right? It's not just asking in tough times, but asking in tough times can strengthen bonds, right? But it's asking to get yourself to a new level. Oftentimes, watch this, in jobs, people don't have more money because they don't ask. They just don't ask. Well, it's already a fixed scale. Well, a fixed scale, ask. What the worst they could tell you is no. The worst that they can tell you is no. And really being able to get that in your spirit. I have already discussed what I feel like some of the barriers are. And I think that one of the biggest things with what I said is there's this worry that the answer will be no. Right. And that really stops a lot of people from asking. And the truth of the matter is, in a lot of respects, answers will be no. But on that time on that particular, in that particular instance where the answer is not no, you've already stopped yourself from being able to progress because you have not because you ask not, right? And we have to get ourselves past this fear of rejection. I know that rejection doesn't feel good. It really, in a lot of respects, I don't know if rejection ever feels good. It does after a long period of time and God reveals himself as to why the rejection was helpful. That's when rejection feels good. Thank you, Jesus, that I was rejected at that time, right? But in the moment, it doesn't feel good. It never feels good. I haven't been rejected in a time where I felt it to be good, right? And so that's something that is a real thing. And we have to be able, I think, in a lot of respects, to build ourselves up to be able to handle that type of rejection and not to allow that fear of rejection, to not allow it to stop us from the potential of being blessed in the first place, however you're going to be blessed. I think that the other thing, other than another barrier, I should say, is pride. And we know pride is all over the Proverbs, right? You just go to the book of Proverbs, read all 31, but I think it's 31 books, 30, it might be 30, 30 or 31 books of Proverbs. Don't judge me because I don't know off the top of my head and I'm not thinking about it right off the top of my head. But the pride comes before the fall. There are so many verses in the Proverbs, especially what that's talking about pride and this belief, right, that not this belief about like, I'll just do it by myself, right? I don't want to bother others. I don't want to be a burden to others. The devil is a liar. I believe that sometimes the blessings that God has for us is in someone else. The blessing, the miracles, the advancement, the next chapter, the next period of our lives is wrapped in people, because Jesus was always about relationships and building those relationships. You never know who you are walking with, who you are in connections with. But if you don't ask, you will never know. And it could be something that's been someone that has been in your presence for far too long and you never knew it because you didn't ask and you never talked about it, right? And so there's a pride that I believe has to be dealt with. We have to get it out. We have to figure it out. We have to look at it. We have to figure it out, because I believe that there is a power in asking, and pride will be that one thing and this emotional barrier that will hurt us from getting where we need to get to. The other thing I think that why it's so hard is I think that it's the uncertainty of what you want to ask for. Like, well, sometimes when we need stuff, we're not even sure about what it is we need, right? Like sometimes we are, but there are times I've been like, I need help, but like for real, what do I really need help with? Because there are some parts that I can do. I think that sometimes some of us are asking far too early. And I'm saying this very carefully, because I'm talking about I've done the things that I could do, and I'm going to need help with this part right here. Like, so that I can be careful about putting in my sweat equity for whatever thing that I need, right? Like, I've done all that I could do. And then there are some times where I already know this is past my capacity. If I'm doing something with tech, there's a lot of stuff with tech I could do by myself, but I know it's past my capacity. I'm gonna call my girl. I mean, like, Kia, help me with this, because I know your brain is better than my brain in this particular instance. And it's me asking you a quick question that you could do halfway in your sleep and me taking the next 2 hours to figure it out. This is just a waste of my time, right? So I've gotten myself to a place where asking, even when I'm not sure about it, we have to get better at it. So you know how you get better at it? By doing it, by absolutely doing it. And I think another thing is that I think that there's some cultural and societal conditioning that we have, especially for women, because oftentimes we feel guilty about asking or feel like we actually have to earn help. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar that you actually have to earn. Sometimes it's just about asking. And yes, there are some things, like I personally am not walking up to somebody and asking for $10,000. You know, I'm not going to do that. But there are some things that I could do for myself to do that. I don't feel comfortable with that. But then again, the question goes back to the thing I said before. What am I asking for that $10,000 for, right? Like, for real. Do I just want it? Am I going to just spend it? Do I want to blow it? Am I investing it? What am I doing with it? right? So it's something that I think we have to be clear about. And what I really want you thinking about is, do you have this challenge with asking, right? And what is the reason why? Like, really begin to ask yourself the reasons why. Because really what I think we can do is we can overcome a lot of these things, the fear, the pride, the, you know, the cultural norms, whatever the uncertainty, we can really begin to overcome those if we have a shift in our mindset. So today we're talking about the focus, right? Shifting our mindset to understand the no is absolutely part of the process. And it's not a reflection of you. It's not a reflection of your value. It's not a reflection of your worth. It's not a reflection of the work you've put in. It's just not a reflection of that, because there are a plethora of reasons why on a given day at a given time someone may have said no. There's always a reason, right? And again, it's information that you can that you can take in for yourself, and you have to believe that every no brings you closer to a yes. Sometimes it's about an exercise of faith. Sometimes it's about saying, I'm willing to do this part, right? So that I can get to my next part. I'm willing to keep asking. I'm willing to keep shouting it from the mountaintop what it is I want to do and what it is I need to do, because there might be somebody that's out there that's willing to help me, right? And you have to keep asking yourself, what's the worst that can happen if I ask? And what's the best that can happen? And really weigh those. You know, somebody, and what people say about you, none of your business. If they end up judging you after, that's none of your business, right? It don't allow it to have any impact on you. That's easier said than done, but it's still necessary. I'ma say it again. That's easier said than done, but it's still necessary. Because the potential of the reward will far outweigh the risk of the ask. The potential of the reward will far outweigh the risk of the ask. And here's another thing. You really can just start out small, asking for things that there's not a big stake in, right? You know, asking somebody for directions, asking for a discount. Like, I'm the ask for a discount queen. Worst they could tell me is no. Can I get this discount? Can I get that desk? I promise you, I'm asking for everything. And you know what? The more I ask, the easier it gets, right? What's the worst they could say? What happens if that one time they are giving you that 10% discount, right? Like, keep asking. You don't lose anything by asking, right? So start out small with your ask is one of the things that can help you to begin to embrace this power of the ask. Right? If starting out small, be clear about what you want to ask for, right? Because when you're vague and when it's not sure, or you're going to somebody that's going to ask you some questions, right? Like myself, so for me, asking questions is really going to depend on the relationship I have. If my relationship is stronger, right, then and I know the person and they're asking me for something, it might just be like, here you go, because I have it. I can do it. Yeah, like here, yeah. I remember calling a friend of mine last week about, you know, helping me with the podcast. She was like, of course. When you want to do it, right? Because I already know the relationship that we have together, right? There was no money discussed. There was no need, because I'm on the team. Like, I'm a team member, right? Like I need you to help me with this. Can you sacrifice an hour a week to help me with this? Absolutely. And then if she called me to need me to go out and do something, absolutely. Because there is relationship with that, right? But I've gotten good at being specific about what it is that I want, right? So you have to begin to take in some of these practical steps to ask and ask boldly for what it is that you need, right? Like, I'm not above begging. If it's people that I know, like my people, man, I'm like, dog, you got to help me. Like, for real, for real. Like, I don't even know what no mean. I just, we're just going to say, well, when you going to help? I'll do it later. Okay, well, I'll come back to you, right? Because I know, like, it's just about relationship. It's just about relationship. And I'm going to finish a thought I had before. Sometimes it might be, I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to ask my son questions. I'm going to just put that out there. I'm going to ask questions because I want to make sure. I just got to make sure. Y'all don't judge me. I'm going to ask questions, right? And so it just depends on the situations, the people, and the, you know, what it is that's needed. Another practical tip is when you are asking boldly is to prepare for what you want, like prepare for why you're asking for what you're asking, and just make sure that you're detaching yourself and your emotions from the outcome. Sometimes it's about the practice of asking as opposed to the outcome of asking. That might help somebody right there. It's about getting in the practice. You might have had a life where someone in your yesteryears told you, you know, stop asking people for stuff. Don't ask anybody but folks in the family. Don't ever ask these type of people. Don't ever say nothing to your boss. You know what? The devil's a liar. There could be people right in front of you that have answers to your problems, and we have to be willing to ask them for what it is we need. You can leverage your network as well, right? That might, like, it can feel big, but sometimes you just start with the people that are closest to you. Dip your big toe in the water, start doing that, right? So what I'm really saying is you have to make sure that you get yourself in a position to understand that there is power in the ask. God did not, I am saying this as clear as I know my name, He did not put us on this earth to be alone. He did not put us on this earth to have to solely rely on ourselves. He did not put us on this earth to not be in relationship with people. And to be in relationship with people is not about people, you being the matriarch or the patriarch, that people always come to you, but that you also are able to go back to people. That reciprocity, watch this, it's going to feel uncomfortable at first, part of the process. Sometimes, I feel God saying this to me, sometimes things that we're doing, that we're starting to do, we want to change with, they feel so uncomfortable, we end up stopping to do it. But you have to recognize that that discomfort is literally part of the process. It's part of the process. It's literally part of the process. If it didn't feel uncomfortable, it would be easy to do. But for some of us, it's not. And some of us don't like to get compliments because we rather give them, and it's uncomfortable to take them. It's uncomfortable to hear people talk nice about it. Get comfortable with it. It's going to feel uncomfortable until it feels comfortable. And so just understand that you might not be doing anything wrong with your ask. At the beginning, you might fumble, though. You might do it wrong. Somebody might ask you questions that you hadn't considered. That's okay. But the more you do it, the better you will become for it. We are talking about in this podcast the power of the ask. I hope that there was something that I said in this podcast that has been a blessing to your spirit, that it has helped you to shift the way that you are thinking, and that you can begin to open yourself up a little bit more and a little bit more every time you go into asking, so that I believe God is going to bless us with that. I'm praying for your strength. I'm praying for your courage. I'm praying for your vulnerability, and I'm praying for your authenticity as you take this journey to do more in this area of asking, because I think that God will be blessed, you will be blessed, and the people that we are in connection with will be blessed as well. I hope to see you in the next episode. Decided you're gonna be great today on purpose. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.